God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. This is John Thresher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions for the next 30 minutes. Thank God for Calvary. Thank God for that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And as Fanny Crosby wrote, O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. You don't have to work at it. It doesn't take weeks and weeks and months or years. But the very moment you open the door of your heart to the Lord, Jesus Christ, the light, comes into your heart and dispels the darkness. And then we begin to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I believe that the first step towards salvation and making heaven our home is to admit, I am a sinner in need of God's saving grace. That's step number one. That's the first of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's where it all begins. As long as I feel rich within my own spirit and I don't need anybody and I don't need God, I can just make it by myself. I've never started to heaven. I've got to humble myself before God and see myself as I really am, a sinner, without hope. No matter how good you may be morally, if Christ does not live in your heart, you're a sinner. And when we see ourselves as we really are, not as you compare yourself along someone else, you may seem quite good. But when you compare yourself before the Lord himself, it would make us cry out every time, woe is me, for I am undone, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And that's step number one. I humble myself before God and cry out to the Lord, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And then Christ the Lord comes in and brings the witness of his Spirit within that we are his children. And he imparts that blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. That's a miracle of God's grace and love.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Savior, all the day.
my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his birth, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us," and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he who sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man who was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And that's when Peter began to preach to them. And you would have thought that everybody in town would have rejoiced and been so happy that this poor man who had been a beggar for so many years had sat there at the gate Beautiful day after day, was healed by the power of God in the name of Jesus. You would have thought that everybody would have been so happy and so rejoicing, but they weren't. The scripture goes on to say, "And as Peter and John spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in custody unto the next day, for it was now eventide. But many of them who heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst," that is Peter and John, "they asked, 'By what power or by what name have ye done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, 'Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made well, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you well. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.'" And you probably remember the rest of the story. They threw them in jail. But Peter and John did this miracle not in their power and not in their name and not by their holiness. They made that very clear. It was in the name of Jesus that that man was whole. And it just occurs to me that we come so short of tapping the resources that are available to us. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the chains, the bondages that can be loosed and released, the miracles that can take place, the touches of heaven's grace that can happen in hearts, in the name of Jesus. We live so far below our privileges, don't we? So did Israel in the Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 4 says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we who have believed do enter into rest." We come so short of what God has for us. The power of his grace, the fullness of his Holy Spirit, the power there is in the name of Jesus. Oh, may God make us believers and not doubters. No reason for us to be living the lackadaisical Christian life that we're living. We can be victorious in God. May the Lord quicken us and increase our faith. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, the Bible says, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. But it is in the name of Jesus. That's how we pray, isn't it? That's how we give thanks for our food. That's how we pray for God's working in our lives. It is in the name of Jesus I pray. And may our faith be lifted today to start believing and expecting God to do greater things and more things in our hearts and in the hearts of those that we love, as we pray for them, not in our holiness and not in our name and not in anything that we are, but as we pray for one another in the name of Jesus, then may we see miracles happen and God's touches of grace taking place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Healing for all.
dear friend, can you say praise the Lord? How powerful, how dynamic. Ask of the Father in the name of Jesus, his Son, and then have faith and believe that it will be done. Rise on wings of praise. It is in the name of the Lord, Isaiah declared, and Jesus read these words hundreds of years later when he was in the synagogue one day. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto those who mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And Jesus made it very clear that that was his reason in coming, and these words were fulfilled in their ears that day as they listened to him in the synagogue. He had come to heal the brokenhearted, to bind them up, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prison cell doors and let the captives go free, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, that the time was right, it was favorable to receive release and healing and victory and mercies. I think I just want to pray for you right now, wherever you are. Heavenly Father, we pray together, not in our name, not in our holiness or our strength or anything that we are, but we pray in the dear, precious, strong name of Jesus. And we expect great things to happen. I pray for my friends, wherever they are, as they're tuned into this broadcast. I pray that the captives will go free, the chains will be broken. They will be loosed from those sins, from those habits, from those things that would bring them down and paralyze them, handicap them from being all that they should be in Christ. Lord, release them, set them free. Lay your hand upon us. I ask it in the name of Jesus. O Lord, increase our faith. Draw us nearer to the heart of God today as we enjoy these devotions together. We've come this far by faith. We intend to go the rest of the way by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
We've come this far by faith. Oh, we can't turn back. far by faith. We've come this far by faith.
Oh, we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord,
trusting in His holy word. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith.
Wasn't that the great revelation that the Lord revealed to Martin Luther that started that Christian Reformation? The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Well, I have really enjoyed being with you as we've shared together in devotions for the past 30 minutes. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity. And I want to thank those in our radio audience who have helped to make these broadcasts possible for years, for a long time. The radio time is not given to us as a public service. We have to pay for the radio time. And I want to thank those of you who helped to make it all possible. Well, may the Lord be with you and keep His arms round about you. That's one of my favorite verses of Scripture. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Thank God for that assurance and that security. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. The name of the program, Morning Devotions. This is John Thrasher. Have a good day.